Padre Pio gave Frank Calvici a special task, but it just seemed impossible. Obstacles all the way. So what are the odds of all of these obstacles suddenly being removed? We can let you decide. Hello friends, and welcome to our channel Following Padre Pio. Through a series of short stories, we present the life of Padre Pio. He's our great saint. He's a Capuchin friar, a mystic, a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and also to see what his intercession could do for you. And we'd also like to express a special thanks to our protected child of Padre Pio patrons, because you are the ones who are making all of these videos possible for everyone. And if you'd like to be part of this protected child, the Padre Pio program, then just watch the video on the end screen. We do encourage everyone to help us with our Padre Pio apostolate by liking our video and sharing the video with friends and colleagues. Now, in today's story, there is a Frank Calvici who held Padre Pio in the very highest esteem. And one day after he had made his confession to Padre Pio, Padre Pio spoke to him and said, "When you go home, I want you to form a prayer group." Frank agreed to this, although he suspected that he didn't really know how to do it, that it was not going to be an easy task. And the truth is, Frank really did not know what to do, how to organize a group, or how he was going to accomplish this. Padre Pio said to him, "Do not worry too much about it, because you will manage." It was as if Padre Pio had really read his mind. Later on, Frank happened to run into a Miss Lucibelli, who was from Padre Pio's hospital, which of course was the headquarters of all of Padre Pio's prayer groups in the world. And she listened to the story that Padre Pio had given Frank this special request, and told him, encouraged him, not to worry about it, because Padre Pio knows what he's doing, and if he has given you this job, he will certainly help you. And then she also gave Frank a little booklet with detailed information about these prayer groups. And so Frank studied this booklet, and he realized there are two important things. He needed to get permission from his bishop of his diocese, and also he had to have a priest as the spiritual director of this prayer group. And then Frank returned to his hometown, which was Vittorio Veneto, and that was about 70 kilometers north of Venice. And then he was able to set up an appointment with his bishop, Albino Luciani. And during this interview, this meeting, the bishop listened to Frank's whole request. At the end of it, he absolutely refused, because the bishop had had some bad experiences with prayer groups in the past. So he felt strongly about this. He was not going to allow Frank's request, despite this request having come from Padre Pio himself. And Frank tried to persuade him, but it was impossible to change a bishop's mind. And so naturally, Frank felt very disappointed at the end of this. He did not even want to tell this to Padre Pio, this bad news. So it looked like his special mission had just come to an end right there, a roadblock across the road before he had even started. Well, 2 months later, Frank Calvici was back in San Giovanni Rotondo, and once again he had the opportunity to meet with Padre Pio. "What can I do?" Frank asked. "I tried to organize a prayer group, but Bishop Luciani will not give permission." Padre Pio's response, "Do not do anything. He will call you. You shall have permission from the patriarch." Frank realized this is a little strange. It's his bishop. It's not the patriarch. Padre Pio had made a mistake. He had slipped up on his facts, and so he corrected him. "The patriarch you refer to has nothing to do with it. He is not the bishop of my diocese. The patriarch is the bishop of Venice. The bishop of my diocese is Bishop Albino Luciani. He is the one who must give permission to us." But Padre Pio repeated his mysterious words. "As I told you, you shall have permission from the patriarch." Sounds a little odd. Sometime later, This was September 1968, and now Padre Pio passed away. Nothing had happened with the prayer group. And then almost 1 year to the day later, on the practically the anniversary of Padre Pio's death, Frank suddenly received a phone call from the bishop's office in his hometown, and they wanted to speak to him. So when Frank arrived, he was actually surprised. He was delighted to discover that the bishop wanted to, he was expressing a sincere interest now in this idea of the prayer group. And he asked Frank to send him all of the information possible for him to study this information. So everything was suddenly looking positive. So as we said, it was 1 year to the day practically after Padre Pio's death. A short time later, Frank heard that Bishop Luciani had now been appointed to the Patriarch as the Patriarch of Venice. It was a very prestigious step up for him. And the words of Padre Pio came to mind, that he shall receive permission from the Patriarch of Venice. And then, not long after that, Frank again met Bishop Luciani, who told him, "You now have my permission to organize your prayer group. But I entreat you not to allow any members who are fanatical." So obviously, as we said, something must have happened in the past. Some fanatical prayer group members had been a bad experience for him. And so Frank, of course, gave him his assurance, no fanatical members. And also told him what Padre Pio had said to him, that you would be appointed as the Patriarch of Venice. And at this, the bishop just smiled. And in 1973, the bishop, Albino Luciani, was elevated to cardinal. And Cardinal Luciani was elected pope, and this was in August of 1978, and he was Pope John Paul I. Now, we know that Pope John Paul I reigned for only 33 days. But in this short period of time, Frank was able to meet him in Rome. He was part of a pilgrimage from their hometown, Vittorio Veneto, down to San Giovanni Rotondo, and they just happened to stop in Rome. And during this time, he was able to greet Pope John Paul I. So I hope you'll agree there's a lot of coincidences in this story. On the 10th year anniversary of Padre Pio's death, his prophecy had come true. What are the odds of this? Coming soon, we have another story, one on Aurelio Montalvo. So please do join us for that story. And also, if you're new to our channel, then do make sure that you have subscribed to that channel and click that reminder bell as well. We ask everyone to help us by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.